Pioneer Farmers, welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Last week, the state held its first ever Tennessee Farmland Legacy Conference at Montgomery Bell State Park, a program presented by several partnering agencies to acknowledge the benefits of our rural heritage.
I really believe that our rural lands, our farms, are really the watershed of Tennessee, when you have these families, these farms that have been here for longer than Tennessee has been here, I think it's important to honor them.
Now, Governor Phil Bredesen attended the Farmland Legacy Conference, and he feels farmers and the state should work together more and more to preserve a way of life that's been in place for well over 200 years.
And I think it helps to make that connection for people, even if you live in a Nashville or a Memphis or a Jackson, to the land we have in our state. Farming is very much a part of our past. I think it's very much a part of our future as a state, and today's a day to celebrate it.
Now, as part of the conference, MTSU Center for Historic Preservation honored the state's oldest farms through their Century Farms program. And to date, some 43 farms have been officially marked as Pioneer Century Farms. That means they've been in the same family hands since before Tennessee was even a state. Matthew Corum's Minette Farm of Union County has been around since 1779.
To me, it's important to realize the role that farming plays in our lives, and so often, you know, we don't think along those lines. I know it's easy to become almost a little complacent. You know, you go to the grocery store and you don't think of all the hard work and things that have gone into bringing produce and the meat and the eggs, things of that nature, the dairy products to the market.
The Minette Farm is the third oldest documented pioneer farm in the state. The oldest documented so far is the Massengill Farm in Sullivan County, which was established in 1775. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.